You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Okay, everybody, good morning to No Finish Line Nation, Connect Platform, my blog readers, all kinds of different people that are out there. I just want to say good morning on this Thursday morning. I'm hoping that everybody is kicking it off well. I know we got the weekend coming really soon, but I just wanted to reach out to everybody to chat a little bit on this podcast. I haven't done one in 2 days because been on the road, been traveling, doing lots of things for work, but I just wanted to catch up with you before I headed out again today. I am going down this weekend, going to drive down to Virginia to visit family, my stepmother and my father down there and connect a little bit this weekend. It's going to be a good drive to get down there, but going down there for good reasons and visit family and get a little bit of soul food when I get down there. But yeah, so I hope everybody's Thursday is going to be a great one today, and I'm hoping everybody has a great plan in place to be able to attack your goals, reach them, and do great things today, okay? So on Coffee Talk this morning, I wrote a little bit about moderation, and one of the things that I know that I'm guilty of in my life, and this is more just my journey, and it's a small snapshot, but it's a story built around what I've done in my life and my story that I've been able to amass so far in my 44 short years of life that I've been in existence is I've always been an extreme kind of guy. So for me, it's always been all or nothing. And that's good and bad in both senses, because sometimes when you're in that all or nothing mentality, when you're so full bore into something when it comes to professional or your career or money-wise and things like that, you're really full focused on what you want to be able to get to and accomplish. But that also is a bad thing in a lot of ways, because all or nothing for me doesn't work. And the reason is because all or nothing is not sustainable. All or nothing is something that for me in my life is something that fizzles or fades after a period of time because of a few reasons. One of the reasons is because it fades. It just goes away. It kind of fizzles off and just goes away and disappears based on the fact that I don't have the same passion and energy that I once had when I first started it, right? So that's the first piece of it. The second piece of it is I get tired and exhausted of being so full bore into something that it exhausts me, and it becomes something that is no longer enjoyable or no longer something that I feel like is a good thing in my life. It then becomes a detriment in my life. And then I'm so consumed by what that is that I tend to shy away from it and I run the other direction from it. And then I become angry at it. And then that's when usually my binges happen and slides happen. That's when it comes to food. So for me, moderation is something that is so key and crucial. And I found that in this journey with my latest run here, with what I've done here by losing 100 pounds over a 2.5 year, almost 3 year period, with Weight Watchers, with healthy eating, with exercising and those kind of things. And the reason that it's been successful for me so far is because I haven't felt like I've ever really deprived myself. I haven't felt like I've starved myself. I haven't felt like I've ever been at a point where I've been dieting. I mean, we all know that. We've all talked about it and been on Connect or even in the meetings where they talk about things like you aren't on a diet, you're on a lifestyle. And yeah, that's easier said than done, because most people, when you first start this, it is become a diet kind of thing. Because when you are going from eating where you were and the amount of calories, the amount of intake of fat content, amount of sweets and goodies and sugars that were coming into your body before you started, it is kind of a diet, right? You are kind of depriving some of the things that are there. But here's the point that I wanted to make is if I had to get into the space when I first started and I had to be so full bore and changing all about my lifestyle, and I knew that I couldn't ever accommodate my lifestyle or couldn't ever appease some of the things that I really look for in life, such as enjoyment. I enjoy food. I'm a food addict, but I enjoy food. I find comfort in food. And if there's never a point where I can get to that I feel like I can dive into something that I wanted to, or eat a cupcake that my wife so wonderfully makes, or eat a slice of cake at a birthday party, or have a donut when it's brought into the break room at work, whatever it is, whatever the situation is, if I know that I'm depriving myself that I can never have that again, then I'm going to be the one person that's going to dive into it faster and more furious and eat 12 of them instead of just one. That's my personality. When I say I'm all or nothing, for instance, when I was in the Navy and I was in my last year or so that I was in the Navy and a buddy of mine started lifting weights, and I'd never really been a big weightlifter, but I decided I wanted to go ahead and get into it because I felt like it was the right thing for me to do and I wanted to get into it, and he was a pretty big lifter. So I didn't just go from lifting some weights and looking for lean mass and going for some definition or some small cuts or things like that that I wanted to be able to do with my muscle gains or anything like that, or just to look for aesthetically pleasing or anything like that. No, I decided I'm going to go right into it, and I'm going to go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. I'm going to go from doing zero lifting to 7 days a week and lifting heavy weights and hard weights and pushing myself and never really letting myself heal. But I kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and I got bigger and stronger, but I also started to really wear myself out. My brain started to then resent what I was doing because it wasn't something that I found that I could sustain for the rest of my life. I knew I could not pump up that much weight all the time for the rest of my life. It wasn't my fiber. It wasn't my fabric. It wasn't what I'm made of. So I had to get to the point where I really stepped away, because I then began to loathe it or hate it, because I was like, this isn't me, and I can't sustain this for the rest of my life. So one of the key components of what I'm on right now is this is a sustainable lifestyle for me. It's something that I know that I stay within my boundaries of what I want to be able to eat every day. But if I want to snack on something or binge on something or have a cupcake or have a slice of pizza or two, I can do that. I can incorporate that in. I can balance that out. The key to all of this is balance and moderation. Because if you're scale that you have is set so far off to the right or is so far over in one area versus the other, your balance is so off that you will eventually crash and burn on that. And that's what's going to happen. So there's only been a few people that I've seen that have been so successful with staying so focused and so all in mentality. And those are some pretty special people. And you see them with professional athletes that are just so all in, and that's all that their lives consume with. You see that with actresses and actors and some of the people that you might see on TV that are just so into it. But then you also see the other side of those famous people that you might see on TV and on movies, where they're so all in that their lifestyle becomes that way. And you see them crash and burn a lot of times when on drugs or on TV or DUIs or those kind of things. And so part of that mentality is they're so all in that they go so all in on every aspect of their life. And they don't know anything less than that because that's what they've been successful with. So for me, I've got to have balance. Not to say that I'm a Brad Pitt or anything like that. Well, you know, I mean, I do have the face for radio. But for me, I'm not somebody that can live or sustain a lifestyle like that, because I'm just going to crash and burn. Addictive personalities are something that, although doctors are needed in situations to be able to help with those kind of things, I'm no doctor, but I am somebody that has an addictive personality. And if I have an addictive personality, I know personally that I can share my story of what's worked for me. Because I know that I love food. I embrace food. I enjoy food so much that it becomes overwhelming at times when I'm in certain situations. And I know that that is always my comfort. It's my safety net that I've always had in my life. So for the last 2 years, moderation and balance has been so crucial and so key to where I've been at with my success. Now, here's the bad side of it. No, I shouldn't say bad side, because it's not a bad side. But some people might look at it and get frustrated by this part of it too. Balance and moderation for some causes weight loss and health loss or health gains to go a little bit slower because you're moderating things. You're doing things in smaller incremental doses where you might have that cupcake or you might have that pizza, and you're not seeing the huge 10-pound losses, or you're not seeing the 15-pound losses and all the crazy stuff that you might see when you're crash dieting and those kind of things. So mentally, we think to ourselves, I'm failing, when you're not failing. If you're seeing a 1-pound loss or a 5.5-pound loss, or you're seeing a maintain. Over the summer, I maintained. I literally started the summer here, and then I ended the summer at the same weight. That's through barbecues, through Cape Cod trips, through camp trips, through all kinds of great stuff. Now, I'm not a goal, but I maintained over the summer. That's a victory to me. That's what I mean by maintaining and balanced lifestyle. Maintaining and staying at that course where I'm at, where I may not be losing. And it's going to take a lot longer for me to be able to get there. But this is something I need to do for the rest of my life. This isn't something I need to do for a month or two. It just can't happen. It's not feasible for me. I have to make sure that I can do something that is going to last the rest of my life. I'm 44 years old. I've got a lot of life left, and hopefully, God willing, that I have a lot of life left. And I want to be able to put myself in a situation where I know that I can be successful moving forward. I can be somebody that can maintain this lifestyle and then share this journey with others to be able to help them maintain their lifestyle. If you're too extreme, you're probably going to crash. Don't be so extreme. Balance it out. Stay within your points, but track the things that you track. And if you fall a little bit, you skin your knee, you pop back up, and you move on to the next day. And you get right back on the wagon again. That's sustainability to me, because that's real life. Real life is where it deals you cards sometimes that you just don't feel like you can approach, don't feel like you can attack, don't feel like you can beat, don't feel like you can be successful for. I get all that. But if you're balancing out your lifestyle and you're setting yourself up for success, those bumps in the road are going to be small little tremors versus huge earthquakes in your life. So think about that today. I think it's really important to look at where you're at and how you are setting yourself up for success. Are you an all-in or nothing person? And if you are, write that down so you can attack that in a way that maybe you can make small incremental changes on not being so all-in and so extreme, but rather balanced and moderate. And making sure that you are staying the course, yet enjoying your life. A few of my friends on Weight Watchers themselves, some of the guys, some of the WW bros that I work with or that I have conversations with, we all say the same exact thing. All of us believe that if you can't live a lifestyle that's sustainable, you're never going to succeed in this, ever. I enjoy beer and steak sometimes. And I know that I've got to have them in my life to be able to enjoy life and then also sustain. So I make healthier choices within that realm of things that I like. I eat the leaner steak. I know red meat's not that great for you, but I know that I like a steak cooked on the grill. So I go for a sirloin or a filet versus the ribeye or prime rib. I like beer. So for me, on the weekend, if I'm drinking beers, I'm not necessarily drinking your heavy Guinness like I used to always drink, or your 12-point whatever stouts and whatever else that's there. What I do is I'll drink some Miller Lights for your smaller point values, because I like beer and I like enjoying that, and it relaxes me around my friends. I don't drink 50 of them. I used to be able to bring a 24 rack on the beach when we used to, you know, when I was in the Navy back in the day, and I drank that whole entire thing through a day. I get addictive personality again, right? That's another issue, but that's an addictive personality. But I like the things that I like, and I know that I need something that's going to help me sustain and help me for longevity and long-term growth, okay? So think about that today. Like I said, if you're the all or nothing type of personality, write that down, think to yourself, what ways can I make some changes to make this a little more sustainable for me, make this more balanced for me, and for me to still enjoy life and not feel like I'm deprived of anything in my life. Because when you feel deprivation, I always say this, it's like giving a two-year-old kid, putting him in front of a cookie jar, putting the lid on the top, saying, you're not going to eat that, put that on top of the fridge. What do you think that kid's going to do? Because now he's deprived of chocolate chip cookies. He's going to do everything in his power to jump up on some seats, on some chairs, on some stacks, on some whatever he's going to find or she's going to find to get into that cookie jar with the seal on it because you told him that he can't have it. And now he's deprived, and now he's going to fight like hell to get there. And that's our mindset sometimes. Our mindset is we are going to do exactly what people tell us that we can't do. And if you're depriving yourself, that's basically like society telling you you need to starve yourself or diet or those kind of things. And the same thing like with weightlifting. Moderation, right? Moderation. Not so extreme. Give yourself a healthy balance of what you're doing. So I hope that that helps you guys. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and I'm hoping that your weekend is going to be one that's filled with good heartfelt memories and good soul food coming up, and I'm not going to be able to record any podcasts on Friday or Saturday, so I definitely wanted to get this out today, but thank you all for all of your support and all of the great feedback and sharing this out with people, sending people my way with the podcast and the blog. I'm just so appreciative of every single one of you and each and every one of you. It's just really overwhelming and amazing and all those things put together. So have a great day today and we'll talk later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.